Ty deflected a blade, sidestepped, then deflected another. They were coming so fast he knew he couldn't stop them. He struck away two more attempts, each getting a little closer. This wasn't working. He could barely see his opponent's weapons. How was he supposed to defend himself when he could barely... He stumbled while trying to scissor cross his legs in the snow and went down, losing his sword. He spun over onto his back just in time to see the man standing over him swing. Ty didn't have time to think. He desperately raised his hands and conjured a shield, sending the man's weapons careening to the left. The man kicked Ty's shin.
Ow!
Ty released his shield and grabbed his leg.
What was that for?
Arian stood over him, looking disappointed.
I told you, no magic.
Ty heard giggling from the side of the practice ring and turned over.
What? You think you can do better?
Of course, yes, Narendi said, as she, Breen, and Kreia sat smirking. The Umbatu princess was wearing her Maswati robes and her face covering hanging loosely around her neck. As cold as it was in the Ngoran Mountains, especially with snow still covering the ground, Ty was surprised she didn't opt for something warmer. On the left side of the ring, Ty spotted Beck. The large trapper was decked in his usual fur-lined outfit, all the way down to his sabatas, as he called them. Ty had to admit they did look warm. He wondered if the woodsman would be willing to make him a pair. Ty shook his head. Come on, focus. He turned his attention back to the man in black. He hated weapons practice. He needed to be learning how to use magic with Nihalus, not how to get thrown around like a rag doll by this swordsman, even if he was some kind of weapons master. It wasn't that Ty didn't understand the need to learn how to wield a sword, but so far that was all he'd been allowed to do. Arian held out his hand and helped Ty to his feet. Ty felt more than a little humiliated as he took a moment to stretch and check for injuries before collecting his weapon, which was nothing more than a wooden practice sword. His fingers were cold and numb, which made gripping the sword difficult, so he blew on them until the tips began to tingle. Their practices were being held inside the Araset garrison. Nihalus said that it had been part of a military compound where they trained those set to guard the school. Ty wondered what they had been like. Arian walked over.
Magic is a gift, but if you want to learn how to wield it properly, then you need to understand the basics of what it is you're using it for. What good is a conjured shield if you don't know how to maneuver it? If I had a real opponent, I would have cut your leg off while you were busy guarding your chest.
And if this had been a real fight, I would have burned you alive before you got the...
Arian's fist connected with the side of Ty's face, and before Ty hit the dirt, everything went black. Ty's eyes slowly flickered open to find Breen, Narendi, and Kreia leaning over him.
What were they?
He remembered the blow and sat up, rubbing his jaw. It felt like someone had crushed it with a sledgehammer. Narendi shook her head.
Even I saw that coming. Where is he?
Ty bellowed, too angry to care how much it hurt to talk. He twisted around and scanned the practice yard, but there was no sign of the man in black.
Afraid Arian left a while ago,
Breen said with a sympathetic sigh as he helped Ty up and over to one of the several benches staggered around the practice rings. Kreia smiled, her fangs quite frightening.
The Dark Warrior told them to tell you that if this had been a real fight, you would have been half dead a dozen times over before you got the chance to remember you even had magic.
Arian said, Ty waved Breen off.
I already heard.
Oh.
Breen looked over at Kreia, and she cocked her head. Ty was the only one who could hear the Drakkar, and most of the time he didn't bother translating. It simply took too much time. He attempted to move his jaw around and immediately stopped. The pain was excruciating.
I'm really starting to hate that man.
You don't have to like him to learn, someone behind them said.